I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Saturday, 22nd of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes, if you haven't got time for the full show. Peugeot saying no niche models, no halo models, nothing fancy and wacky. We're focusing on the mainstream, and being part of the Stellantis family means we've got access to those EV architectures, and we won't be tempted to go into these new segments that could be flights of fancy. We'll focus on the big numbers and where we can be successful. I mean, hey, Peugeot 208 is Europe's best-selling car right now, and the E208 electric version is France's number one. Now, Mercedes-Benz have been working on their e-Actros and doing some hardcore cold weather testing in the Alps, crossing the Tyrol Pass in Austria. And they were focusing on regen as well, saying, hey, look, combustion trucks, it's all wasted downhill when you're crossing that big terrain. And yet they recuperated 180 kilowatt hours of energy. They recharge the trucks from public charging stations, and these vehicles go into production in 2023. Not far away in Switzerland, a report today from German media saying Hyundai's pulling out of its hydrogen project there, the flagship project really about green hydrogen. Seems that either you can't get it or the energy prices are too high, and the contracts have now been terminated for the hydrogen trucks that were going to be delivered. The reason they gave was the lack of availability of the green hydrogen. So that's not great. And I saw another report literally today as well that Shell has quietly pulled the plug on hydrogen in the UK, closed down all of their filling stations where they say have reached the end of their life and they will explore other opportunities. Ouch. The operator was called Motive. They say the sites are actually too small to expand into kind of commercial operations, and yet because no one's using them, no one's got hydrogen cars, there's no point funding them. And they didn't even fund them themselves, did they? A lot of the money came from the European fuel cell joints undertaking. The UK's government funded it as well. The company Motive closed down the fourth station in Swindon earlier this year. So for personal transport, looks dead in the water. I'm sure hydrogen somewhere would have a use. Maybe, I don't know, aviation or trains or something. There's got to be a use somehow, as long as it's green hydrogen made from excess renewables. Otherwise, you know, you're just using combustion stuff. Now, BMW will source their round cells in the USA from AESC. Adding some details to yesterday's story. Recently told you about their new class platform. New BMWs from the middle of the decade will use cells from CATL and EVE Energy, and now we've added AESC and Vision, the Japanese company. There'll be the round cells like Tesla use, the 46mm diameter cells, but BMW say that they'll actually have a variety of heights, so they've called it 46XX, because it could be, well, any height, really. But that's the diameter, so they've locked that in. 800-volt system, 350 kilowatt fast charging, which is bonkers fast. BMW also boosting battery assembly in Germany ahead of the full electric Mini Countryman crossover in 2023 being made there in Germany. Audi testing out their new particulate filters. They want to get their vehicles to be neutral in terms of emissions. When we talk about fine dust particles, you're talking about things, what's coming off the brake pads, what's coming off the tyres, and so they have built a new hardcore particulate filter to go in the front of the e-tron, and their aim is to get that capturing, certainly in cities where the air quality is worse, as much pollutants from the air around the vehicles in front than the vehicles themselves emit, and that way they can at least say that EVs are neutral in terms of their pollutants, because they're capturing some as well. I kind of get that. The iWay's U6 is turning up in Europe in 14 countries from China, with its 63 kilowatt hour battery and 160 kilowatt single motor. 0 to 60 in 7 seconds, and it's really taken on the VW ID5. It's like the other iWays, the U5 with the back cut off and mimicking what VW did with the ID4 and ID5. They've done the same. And that's briefly.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.